Keep pushing. Hey, keep fighting. You gonna step it up.
Everybody working. Now challenge each other.
You want? I'll fight for it.
Draw, pull, pull, pull.
Hey, draw. Let's go.
It's play the main, baby. Let's get it.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Eagles Live. Dave Federa with you on this Tuesday here at the NovaCare Complex. Well, we watched the New England Patriots last night, and they are for real, people. Sunday's game at Lincoln Financial Field will have the feel of a playoff game. The Patriots 7-3 after dismantling Kansas City 34-3. We'll talk about that matchup, obviously, all week long. Tom Brady, a couple of touchdown passes. Those tight ends, Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez, they've combined for 20 touchdown catches this season. Those two, Wes Welker, Deion Branch, they really make for a unique group at the wide receiver and tight end positions. So the matchup's going to be difficult for the Eagles' defense, to see what Juan Castillo comes up with. Pressure against Brady is critical, stopping the run critical. And hey, how about getting a lead? The Chiefs unable to really sustain anything last night. Terrible offensive performance from that team. Trying to gimmick it up as much as possible with quarterback Tyler Palco. Didn't work too well. So we'll talk about the matchup. Give us a call, 215-339-6709. Eagles back in the hunt here in the NFC East, of course, with that win over the Giants on Sunday. Can the Eagles sustain? Can they sustain this thing? Can they sustain the intensity, the emotion, the urgency with which they played at MetLife Stadium? Great show for you today. We really want to focus on the fans today, so we are going to take a lot of phone calls. We're going to sit down with Eagles Youth Partnership Executive Director Sarah Martinez-Helfman, who has some big, big events coming up, particularly the Summit Sports Award, which is that what it's called? Beyond Sport, I'm sorry. It's the Beyond Sport Summit. I don't know why I call it Summit Sports. The Beyond Sport Award. The Eagles have been nominated from over 130 countries. The Philadelphia Eagles, one of four professional sports franchises in the finals as the sport team of the year. So the Eagles find out here in the next week or two if they are, in fact, chosen as the sport team of the year from Beyond Sport. That is a conference being held in Cape Town, South Africa. So we'll talk to Sarah about that. We're going to go into the locker room here and get a couple of players. Jason Avant. There we go. There's our Beyond Sport plug. You can get the details at philadelphiaeagles.com/community. 28 different sports, 130 countries involved. So it's big, big goings on for the Philadelphia Eagles and Sarah as the Eagles Youth Partnership Executive Director, the representative. She'll be in Cape Town, hopefully accepting the first place award. We're going to go and talk to Jason Avant. We're going to talk to Chad Hall, two receivers who are hopefully going to match up against the Patriots secondary that all of a sudden featuring Kyle Arrington. Now, Kyle Arrington leads the NFL with 7 interceptions, was here with on the practice squad a few years ago. Not a big guy. He's been in the right place at the right time. A quick, athletic player, and Bill Belichick and that defensive staff have turned him into a big-time playmaker for the Patriots. Good kid, making a lot of plays for the Patriots. It's just an interesting mix. Vince Young, if he's the quarterback, and I guess at this point, you kind of expect him to be. We'll see how Michael Vick recovers this week. But you expect Vince Young to see a ton of different looks. All right, let's get to the telephones, 215-339-6709. Carl from D.C. joins us. Hi, Carl.
Dave, how's it going today?
Great, thanks. How are you?
Looking forward to Sunday.
Yes, indeed.
Sunday night was a phenomenal game to watch. I think we saw what this team is capable of, especially on the defense. But I think what really got me on the offense was you didn't see a panic.
Yeah.
I was listening to Merrill Reese through y'all's site, And, you know, we hit the fourth quarter, but I was like, oh, no, you know, are we going to do it again? And the Eagles offense just stayed patient. They took what New York gave them. And I was thrilled to see how they used Chad Hall. I didn't expect to see him on a couple of running back plays.
They used him exactly as they used him last year. I mean, there wasn't any question. It was weird because I kind of expected him at first when he was made active to maybe not even dress.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's getting reps at wide receiver. He's the backup punt returner, and he had two carries for 11 yards and really was very quick with the football in his hands.
That's one thing about him is he's not very big, but behind those huge offensive linemen, he can almost hide behind them.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's very decisive with the ball and, you know, he's got a nice little niche in this offense, and I hope the Eagles continue. Now, I think you have limited mileage in what you can do with him from the running back position. Obviously, if you see him there, he's going to get the football.
So they have it limited, but that was the other thing I saw, is they used a lot of their weapons.
Yeah, they used every bit of their offensive personnel.
Where instead of giving it to Shady, Ronnie Brown came in.
Yep.
So, you know, if they use all their weapons and don't give New England a chance to always key on just Shady or just the receivers, I think they can keep New England off balance. New England's defense is not the best in the world.
No, they aren't. And they're very good when they play with a lead, and they create pressure from the scheme. I mean, the scheme is really good. But they're not a great defense. They're not a great pass rush. They don't have great corner. Their secondary's had a lot of injuries. So you got to take advantage of it.
One thing I'm hoping we do playing at home is play like they did on the road. Play relaxed, play with fire, and take the home crowd and take the energy, but don't get tight. That's what I've seen. I've been an Eagles fan for 40 plus years. I can't remember the last time I've seen them 1-4 at home.
Well, last year the Eagles lost their last three games at home,
They did.
Yeah, it's a strange
thing. One question I was going to ask you: has Clay Matthews been on the field at all?
Special teams, and he actually has been, and he's in short yardage, and he's in goal line as well.
Ah, okay. Because I hadn't seen him, I was just curious. I knew he hadn't just faded out of the woodwork, and they were using him, of course. We just didn't see.
Well, they've been moving those pieces around at linebacker, as you know, for years, particularly this year. Clay Matthews was a starter. Moses Folku's been a starter. He's been replaced with Akeem Jordan. Now, all of a sudden, Keenan Clayton is getting some reps. Brian Roll's moved around a bit. They just haven't found. Fortunately, Jamar Chaney's been the really consistent player there and seems to be a productive middle linebacker. A couple of interceptions, lots of tackles. Seems to be playing pretty good football.
Sunday,
yep.
With keeping the defense up, plugging the holes, playing on your toes, and just attacking, I think we'll pull it off.
Give me a prediction, Carl.
Prediction. I'm going to go 24-20 Birds.
Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Great Eagles Day, Dave.
You too. Have a great Thanksgiving. And all Eagles fans, great Thanksgiving. We'll be live on Thanksgiving morning, by the way. I think we're going to start at 9 o'clock, and it'll be a short show, but that's Coordinator's Day. The show goes on, as they say. PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Philadelphia Eagles will have their press conferences. And they get ready for the Patriots. You can ill afford, you know, the time wasting when you have Tom Brady coming to town. Brady is somebody we are familiar with, but we haven't seen him in such a long time. The memories of what Jim Johnson did against Brady in the Super Bowl, we'll talk more specifically about that. Show you a little bit of Brady against the Eagles. Jim Johnson created an excellent pressure package in that Super Bowl. The Eagles offense just turning the football over far too much. But early on, they really had a good scheme working against Tom Brady. Shannon in Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Shannon.
Big Dave, what's going on, brother?
Hey, everything's great. How are you?
Man, good. Listen, man, I'm going to tell you, I think the defense played out of their minds. No slight on Vince. I think he did a good job. It was cool, but whoever was the quarterback, I think they would have did well. I think Mike Kafka would have did well if he played. But a couple of things, Dave, I want us to get better. So I'm happy that we won. We needed to win. But we can't get in those little tuffs and tiffs, man. Like, it was a whole bunch of, like, nonsensical fighting going on, man. When you're 3-6 and when you got to win, you can't afford, like, little penalties. So all that bickering and fight, it was too much of that to me. What are your thoughts on that day?
Give me one more. I'm not sure. Bickering?
Like Trent Cole and Kurt Coleman, he was definitely in it. Like, you know, just fighting and pushing, wrestling.
I like that, actually. I thought it showed some. And it was the same way the first game against the Giants. They were pushing and shoving and fighting. And, you know, hey, you want the Eagles were well within, I thought, their rights to after the interception.
Because when it, starts costing you yards, you don't want to, you know, you don't want to get an unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah, the block on,
you know, and all that type of stuff.
They had a free shot at Eli Manning and they took it. And he was, you know, crying like a little boy.
Well, the shot at Eli Manning, that was after the whistle. Yeah, I mean, that was like after the play.
That.
I don't know if I saw it again, and the play was dead, and then they hit him in his back. But, you know, a little hit won't hurt, but I'm not talking about that. But, you know, we just have to play smart. I think we can keep Brady off out of his comfort zone like Kansas City did. Like, don't let him get set. Do not let him get in the rhythm. Joselio, it's interesting. You know, the defense is playing well. You know why, Dave? Because Joselio is where he's supposed to be, in the slot. I believe even though he made a couple mistakes, Nnamdi is where he's supposed to be, you know, pressing. I even saw Asante pressed a little bit.
Absolutely. They wanted to take, and I think they have to employ the same kind of approach to the Patriots. They wanted to take the timing away from Eli and the passing game. So they got up on him.
Good.
And they tried to disrupt the timing with some jams.
Yeah.
And now,
our ends, man, they just need an extra, like 2 extra seconds, man. If you could jam them at the line, that gives them a couple extra seconds. And when you hit Brady, he gets unraveled. And Eli, when you get them, like when they don't get in the zone.
Yeah, but Bradley, Brady gets it back pretty quickly. Eli never got into his rhythm.
Yeah.
The thing that's so good about the Patriots and with Brady, they adjust to your pressure. So you always have to change it. You always have to change the tempo. And because he'll make adjustments. He'll take a couple of hits, but he'll make adjustments. Look, when the Eagles played the Patriots a few years ago and they had A.J. Feely starting, I believe, right? And Jaquay Parker jacked him up. You know, he got right back up and you know, came back and had a very good game against the Eagles. So you have to be...
You know what I thought too, Dave? I think the rotation was fresher too. I think Jaquay and Tapp got in more, which is good because it gave Babin and Cole a breather, so it was really what it intended to be. It was like a fresh rotation coming in there. I think we saw
Daryl Tapp played a lot, and Laws played a lot, and Landry played a lot. And
yeah, that's how it's supposed to be.
Yep, they did a nice job. Give me a prediction,
Jen.
Give me a prediction, Shannon.
I'm excited, man. I think we can get Chad Hall in the game a little bit more, man. I think we can get him to run in between the tackles. I'd like to see Deion Lewis get in the game.
I'll take Shady, Deion, you know, you want to put, that's fine. I think I want to throw the football against the Patriots, but, you know, mix it up.
Give me your first, because you know, I think the Patriots do this. What's your first five plays on offense?
Well, I want to see if Macklin's playing, first of all, but I'd like to get Shady established. I'd like to get the middle of the field established with Brent Celek, and of course, you know, give me something deep to Deshaun just to see how on their toes that Patriots defense is.
Right. I think we're looking good. I think Shady's gonna have a big day. I think Riley Cooper's getting his feet wet because we need a big time receiver, a big target for Vic. I guess if he plays, if Vic is healthy, I want Vic playing. I don't know what's going on in Philly. I don't know what type of bug is biting Philly. Just because Vince Young did well, he did all right. I'm not even going to say he did well. He did all right.
He did well.
And he still threw 3 interceptions. I still want number 7 playing if he's healthy. How about you?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Give me your prediction,
Shannon.
Well,
Dave, man, I don't want you staying too long for Thanksgiving, man.
I will be here for, how long will I be here? A couple of hours in the morning. That's no problem.
All right. I want you to get your turkey on, man.
That's no problem, man.
I got a prediction, Dave. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Believe it. Eagles 35, Patriots 10.
Oh, my gosh.
get
the train rolling. All right. Thanks, Shannon.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You got happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Let's take a little break here. Eagles Live, the name of the show. Dave Spadaro with you. When we come back, we will go into the locker room and talk to Avant and Hall, etc. We talked to Sarah Martinez-Helfman, Eagles Youth Partnership. She'll be representing the organization in Cape Town, South Africa, for the Beyond Sport Awards. The Eagles nominated one of 4 teams in the world, more than 130 countries represented. Eagles nominated as the Sport Team of the Year for the great, great work this organization does off the field. All the campaigns you see tackling breast cancer, Go Green, Eagles Youth Partnership, and more. Beyond Sport Awards will recognize the Philadelphia Eagles. We're coming right back on Eagles Live right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Opportunity, opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day, grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it, snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line. Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our postgame show presented by Rico.
Beaky, I've been wondering.
Yes, sweet?
How can you eat ice cream every day and still fly?
Simple, it's not ice cream. Sweet, sweet.
What?
It's frozen yogurt.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro with you here, Eagles Live. As you can see, I am Dunkin' Donuts up here. Got my iced coffee. I've got my munchkins. And I've got a great deal for you, Eagles fans. Make sure you get over to Dunkin' Donuts because, hey, they've got the best things going on. If you like Dunkin' Donuts, if you like Dunkin' Philly on Facebook, just give us a like. Dunkin' Philly, D-U-N-K-I-N, apostrophe Philly on Facebook. You have access to the Dunkin' Philly Fan Zone to print exclusive coupons for your favorite Dunkin' Donuts products. This week's offer is what I have right here. A 49-cent iced coffee. So visit the Dunkin' Philly Fan Zone every Monday after the game. It actually is Monday through Wednesday this promotion runs. Eagles run on Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee, donuts, and breakfast sandwich of the Philadelphia Eagles. I've got my munchkins. I've got my iced coffee. Go to Facebook. Give Dunkin' Philly a like. And you can have your delicious Dunkin' Donuts specials as well. So do it now. All right, America runs on Dunkin', as do the Philadelphia Eagles. It's Eagles Live here. Jason Avant made one of those catches on Sunday night. Just unbelievable, right? Incredible catch. We spoke to him just a few moments ago about the offense, about the team, about everything Eagles.
You know, guys made a couple plays. We were in third down a lot, and everyone seemed like they converted one, you know, with Deshaun's. You know, you think sometimes that a big play is, you know, a 50-yard play, but, you know, a 9-yard gain is a huge play in a critical situation. And I thought guys just executed. Vince did a great job putting guys in position to get the ball.
What do you think was different about the mindset going into that drive and in the fourth quarter in general?
We were just focusing and concentrating as hard as we could, and I don't think that it's been any different. I just think sometimes that you get some things that go your way, and guys made some plays that was a little bit different from before, which we haven't made.
Was that catch that you made the best catch you think you've made in your career? Have you gotten a chance to look at it since you? I remember you said post game that you didn't really get to see.
I had a chance to see it, but I won't go out there and say that it was the best in my career, anything like that, because that's not up to me. You know, I just praise God, Jesus Christ, for giving me an opportunity to have gifts and talents, and I don't really worry about, you know, that's for people to determine. Let another man praise you, not me.
All right, thank you.
It was just an amazing catch, and I showed my son it last night because it was late, obviously, on Sunday, and watched it on YouTube last night. I mean, just Jason Avant's hands, the way the ball kind of stuck to his hands, kind of vacuumed the ball up into his hands, is an amazing play. 215-339-6709, Dave Spadaro with you, Eagles Live. Goes on every day, 11 o'clock, right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com tonight, Eagles Nightly. Wrap things up, shifting the focus from the Giants to the Patriots. Big, big game. Just, this is one of those games where Eagles win it. You say, whoa, this team's here. This team's heading into December with in the game. Eagles don't win it, then it's going to be real tough to make up any ground in this division. Dorian in North Carolina joins us. Hi, Dorian.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, wow. I'm pretty excited right now, but I just got a couple of comments. You know, been an Eagles fan since 2001, 19 years old, and this season it's really been none like this one. It's kind of takes me through roller coasters, you know. But I think you have about fourth quarter blown leads.
Five, yes.
But what do you think? If Vince Young was starting since the beginning of the season, do you think we would still? Because right now we're on life support. That win on Sunday, that gave us a little bit of hope. So we're on life support right now. But
I'm not. I love Vince Young, and I'm really happy for him and glad that the Eagles got him, and he's a good backup quarterback. But I'm not going to play the old if Vince Young were the quarterback game, because I'm a huge Michael Vick fan. And if Vince Young wasn't healthy the first two games of the season, Eagles could have used him.
Right.
Eagles could have used him in Atlanta, right? I mean, they went to Mike Kapko, who played okay, but he wasn't ready. He wasn't ready, and then you come back and he's still not quite ready.
So it's
not a contest to me. When Michael Vick is healthy, Michael Vick puts up points on the board. Now, he's had way too many turnovers this year. I totally get that.
Yeah.
But he is a point machine. Now, they haven't scored as many points, and that's because of the turnovers. Eagles scored 17 points on Sunday night. They had receivers open all over the field.
You're right.
Vince got a lot better, completing 16 of his last 19 passes in the final 32 minutes. Okay, prior to that, that first quarter was a struggle.
Yeah, it really was.
And so I'm glad. I think he'll play on Sunday unless Michael makes a great recovery.
Yeah.
But you know, I think Michael Vick's the best guy for the job here.
Yeah, I feel you.
I was walking into the locker room here this morning, and I was passing through, and the television was on ESPN, and it was Skip Bayless again yapping about what the Eagles should have done or not have done. They shouldn't have signed Michael Vick to a contract. I mean, it's just classic second guess stuff, and
yeah,
I don't think the Eagles regret that decision at all.
Oh yeah, you're right.
So
yeah, and another question with the guys, I've been watching First and Ten as well with you know, everybody else getting paid except DeSean Jackson. Do you feel that with because after Sunday, he got the kick return, so I'm like, after he was quoted on saying, you know, his heart isn't really in it, but do you really believe him, or do you think as of this year he's going to get paid?
I don't know what's going to happen with DeSean. I think it's one of the really big stories that could transpire here in the next couple of weeks, couple of months into the off season. Does he stay or does he go? I don't know. I don't know. It's really a question of value. What does he want as a contract, and what do the Eagles value him as? Can't dispute the fact that he's a very, very good wide receiver and he makes a big difference, but he's also been been you know, had some issues.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I feel about it.
Okay. Well, that's great. Great, with, great talking to you guys.
Hey, man. Thank you. Give me a prediction for the game.
Okay. Is it at home?
Yes, sir.
Hmm. 23-20.
23-20 Eagles. Dorian, thanks so much for the phone call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
The home thing is perplexing, of course. Eagles are 1-7 in their last 8 games at home. How? What can Andy Reid do differently to... See, my whole theory has always been you are a good team or you're not a good team. You win on the road or you don't win on the road. You win at home, you don't win on the road. It really got nothing to do with preparation, whether you're a good team or not. Myron in Kansas City. Hey, Myron.
Hey, what's up, Dave-O?
How you doing, man?
Oh, bro. Just waking up and just got home from work, but I've been wanting to talk to you because actually when I talked to Bo and Mr. Brooks on the post-game show,
yes,
after Sunday night's game, and I was trying to call in the next day and talk to you about, because we said the same thing. The referee, he
terrible.
Was horrible.
Horrible.
He sucked. And your words, exactly, he sucked. And to me, all that saying good throw to Eli and patting him on
I
the
know.
Back.
Can you believe he did that?
That wasn't so god awful, unprofessional. I don't know what was, and I can't imagine that nobody on TV, they make such a big deal about what the Eagles do wrong and this, that, and the other, but nobody ever talked about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, why are all these national? Why is nobody picking up on that? That was ridiculous. Every time a player says something or a coach says something, and they're reading their lips and making a big deal. How could a receiver or how could a
exactly
how could a referee say anything to a player like that?
Who's supposed to be impartial, number one? And I don't know how it took them the whole week when we were down there in Atlanta and Michael just pointed up at the scoreboard to me, which wasn't a big deal. He was on his way to the locker room. He'd hurt himself.
Yeah.
He was on his way to the locker room. That went on for weeks and weeks and weeks. And there was a debate on First Take and Skip was talking about how unprofessional. I can't stand that man. He gets on my doggone nerves. Oh, I can't stand it. but putting it lightly.
Mildly, yeah,
but,
I'm sure.
But I'm happy that we got it last week and I'm gonna move on from it. I think that we pose a lot of problems for the Patriots. Although Tom Brady is not one of them, because he could have been playing with high schoolers and he would still be, you know, he's still going to be Brady. He's just going to find ways to do what he does. That's why he is, you know, one of the best to ever do it.
Yeah.
I know that their defense is suspect as all get out. But coming home from work last night, being here in Kansas City now. They got to Tom an awful lot.
They actually early on had a pretty good defensive scheme. A lot of A gap blitzes, and
yeah,
I thought they did a nice job there. They're a lousy team in Kansas City, but I watched the Giants against the Patriots, and the Giants got to Brady with a 4-man rush and a zone scheme behind that, and they did a very nice job in coverage.
And I think that's what sets it up nice. For us, I wouldn't suggest we lose the fourth quarter game with them, though. I don't think that's a good formula. But I honestly believe that, you know, I remember we talked about Green Bay last year. If Chicago would have started their players and wouldn't arrested anybody, Green Bay probably wouldn't even have got in. And then we're not. And then history is rewritten. But they backed into the playoffs, and now they're
all you gotta do is get there. You just gotta get there.
Right, and I think that if we get past New England, we're going to absolutely murder Seattle. So I'm not because teams are going to get hot at the right time, which I think it would be our time to get hot, you know, at that particular time. And I think we get this one. I think we jump out early for some reason. I just think we jump up. Number one, we're way overdue to have a good home game. I think the defense is going to play fairly well. I think they'll play really well. Cause I think they finally kind of figured it out. It's not going to be like I don't think they're going to tease us like they did with Dallas. I honestly believe that they already know, and I just think that this team is just not ready to go home as of yet.
All right, give me a prediction.
Ooh, but I kind of feel you on that though. As far as the home games are concerned, we only won one in what, 8?
1-7.
Ooh, goodness. All right, Big Dave.
Got to reverse it.
27-21.
You got it. You got to reverse it sometime. Yeah, thanks, Myron. The Giant. Thanks, man. Looking at some Tom Brady statistics this year, 25 touchdown passes, 10 interceptions, a passer rating of 102.5, 3,200 yards. Amazing. Last night, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Hasn't thrown an interception since the Giants game 3 games ago. In that game, he had 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Last night, he got sacked 3 times. He's only been sacked 10 times, so he knows how to avoid pressure. In the games that they've lost, they've still scored points. Against Pittsburgh, 17 points. He was sacked 3 times in that game. Against the Giants, he was sacked twice. They put up 20 points. Against the Bills, he was sacked 0 times. Actually had a huge game, but they lost 34-31. So Tom Brady is a huge challenge. They score points, boy. 38 points, 35 points, 31 points, 31 points, 30 points, 20 points, 17 points, 20 points, and then back-to-back 37 and 34. So Patriots have a little dip there in the middle of the season, but they are just so consistent, and Brady is the reason why. He reads, he feels it, he sees it, he studies it, and he makes tremendous, tremendous adjustments. We are taking predictions today. By the way, last week we had a winner, and rarely do we get this, but we got it last week. Chris in Virginia nailed it right on the money, 17-10 Eagles over the Giants. So we want you to call in and give us your predictions. Let's go to Patrick in Charlottesville. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing great. First of all, Eagles Nation, do not let the refs and Skip Bayless and all the national commentators,
I know.
Don't let it get to you.
No, it's just fun, though.
Absolutely. I mean, just they need something, somebody to hate, somebody to talk about. But Dave, did you notice Akeem Jordan just playing completely downhill last game?
Played great. He got into the right gaps. He was physical, attacked the run. You know, all of a sudden, Akeem Jordan, who I think at the end of the season you'd say there's really very little chance Akeem Jordan will be on this football team, all of a sudden he is a part of the team and playing well, a starter.
James Madison, that's where I go to school, so I had to give him a shout-out playing.
Yeah, boy.
Yep. Yeah, I think they're gonna Eagles will use him on running downs. He really can get in those gaps and clog up the holes and wrap up the running back. He proved that.
You know, the Patriots don't particularly run the ball well. They've rotated their backs. They run very well when they have the lead, obviously. But you know, you got to figure out a way to get at Brady, get him off his spot, maybe force a couple of throws. And the thing about the Patriots is, if you have an opportunity and you're in the red zone, you can't come away with a field goal. If it's 3rd and 1, you got to convert. If you have a chance to make an interception, you have to catch the football. You don't get many opportunities to beat this team.
Absolutely. They're gonna do what they're gonna do, regardless of how fundamental defense you play. Brady's, I mean, just look at the stats, you know, he's still gonna put up touchdowns.
He's the best.
But I think they need to do that. You're absolutely right. They need to look at what Jim Johnson did in the Super Bowl and see what they did. But I think what you need to do is go up the middle, make him go outside the pocket, because once he goes outside the pocket, he is scared.
Yeah, I think he's just got very few weaknesses. I'm not sure that there's one thing you can do against Tom Brady to...
True. Yeah, because you're going to have to change it up, because he'll read it.
He's been in the league 12 years, and he's seen every type of defense. He's taken every cheap shot. He just comes back, and he's got fire and leadership and all the skills. And it's amazing, Patrick. He is the a sixth-round draft pick, the 199th pick in the draft in 2000.
Player.
And go back and look at the Eagles in the 2000. Okay, let's do it. Who did the Eagles take in the 6th round of the 2000 draft? I'm going to check it out here in a minute, but it makes you sick. It makes you sick.
Akeem Jordan.
No, not in 2000. But give me a prediction, Patrick.
Prediction, I'm going to go 27-17 Eagles.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, man.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, Patrick. Let's take a little break here. When we come back, Chad Hall is all of a sudden a part of the offense here. So we'll take a break right here, and then we go visit with Chad Hall. Activated a week ago and a part of the plans for the Eagles offense.
Hey, Eagles fans, I'm Randall Cunningham, and you're watching Eagles Live.
You can say that I like things fast. Not because my supercar shoots the flames, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet.
Papa John's, the official pizza of the Philadelphia Eagles, asks, are you ready for some football and pizza? Starting in preseason every Tuesday after a game, get a large Papa John's pizza for just $8.99. For every touchdown the Eagles score, you get a free topping. Double the toppings with an Eagles victory. How many toppings, I mean touchdowns, will they score? You score when the Eagles score. Your Papa John's pizza is just $8.99 every Tuesday throughout the season. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Tuesdays are Eagles days at Papa John's.
We wanted to show Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
She's even more beautiful now. Are you me? Quite a while from now. So, how'd I do? You did great. But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Do you think that's a fair comparison?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's, you know, he's paved the way for, you know, a bunch of the smaller guys since he's made such a big impact. So it's great to be compared like him. I mean, he's one of the best receivers around, and I try to emulate him. I watched film on him this summer, trying to do the same things he does.
What do you think he does so well that makes him such a great player?
I think he's just very experienced, and he recognizes things quickly, and he finds open space. And him and Tom Brady are always on the same page.
Are you going to be looking to take advantage of this sort of a Patriots defense that has given up a lot of passing yards this year? Is that something that you guys are going to be trying to take advantage of this week?
I mean, our coach has always come up with a great game plan and put us in the right positions to win. So we'll see this week, see the plays we get, and then we'll work on them all week. And if we execute them, we should do all right.
Chad Hall's not Wes Welker. Okay. I know that. We know that. Chad Hall's a good player, but Wes Welker leads the league in receptions. It's always a question, though. Guys, Papa John's has been a proud, proud part of our program here with the Philadelphia Eagles for many years. And those in Philadelphia know that you can get four free toppings on your Papa John's pizza today from the Eagles' win on Sunday night. But we also want you to go to the Eagles Facebook page and click on the Win with the Eagles tab to enter the Papa John's field goal sweepstakes. And let me tell you this. This is a winner. And if you don't sign up for this, you're absolutely crazy. Okay? The winner receives four sweet tickets, S-U-I-T-E. They're also S-W-E-E-T, to the December 18th game against the Jets. And they also receive an opportunity to kick a field goal at halftime. Now, I don't know how long the field goal is. I have to find that out. But if that person makes the field goal, now, I don't think it's a 52-yarder. They win free pizza for an entire year, as well as free pizza for the entire stadium. So do it. Do it, do it, do it. Go to the Eagles Facebook page and click on the Win with the Eagles tab to enter the Papa John's Field Goal Sweepstakes. Again, the winner receives four tickets in a suite to the December 18th game against the Jets and also receives an opportunity to kick a field goal. If you make the field goal, you win free Papa John's pizza for an entire year, okay, and free pizza for the entire stadium. So Papa John's pizza, better ingredients, better pizza, great pizza. Sign up. Go to Philadelphia Eagles Facebook page and, you know, give us the Win with the Eagles tab and come on, join the contest. Kick a field, but only if you got a strong leg, because we don't want anybody who's going to be out there and not represent, because we want the Papa John's pizza. It's yummy, yummy, yummy. All right, Chris from Virginia joins us. Hi, Chris.
How's it going, Dave?
Great. How are you, Chris?
Doing great, doing great.
Are you the big winner, Chris?
Big winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Yes, you are. Big winner, chicken dinner. So I just go to webmaster, go to, what is our thing again here, guys? Web team, right. Send us an email to webteam, Ryan will flash it up in the bottom, webteam@philadelphiaeagles.com and say, hi, I'm Chris, and I'm from Virginia, and I pick 1710, and give me my prize. Yo.
Will do.
All right? And now you have a chance to give us another prediction for the Patriots game.
You know, after watching last night,
there it is.
Pat still looks good and get a little pressure. Perfect. Yeah, I already got it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go low scoring. Let's go 20. Let's go 2014 Birds.
Well, okay. Sounds good.
Making me hungry, Dave.
Yeah. Hey, it's good stuff here. Hang on. What was the score again?
2014.
All right. Another great performance from Juan Castillo's defense. You expect?
Oh yeah, you got to. I think you know. I saw last night they got pressure. One thing I noticed was they brought in an extra tackle to play some time.
Yeah, they brought in Nate Solder, their first round pick.
Yeah.
They put him in motion. They used him kind of as a gimmick player, but I like the idea. You know, you throw a screen pass and you have a big offensive tackle, a mobile guy out leading the way in the screen.
So yeah, so I mean, that's the only thing that worry me about the D line, but I think we can still get enough pressure, maybe mix a couple blitzes in here or there, and just if we stop the run and just, I mean, Brady's good at throwing anyways, so if we just get a little pressure in his face and hopefully let's do this, keep it going.
Yes, sir, Chris. Well, congratulations on your on-the-spot prediction last week, and hopefully you're right again this week.
I hope I am as well, Dave. Hey, you have a good Eagles day, and
you got it.
I'll be calling in on Thursday probably.
Yeah. Okay, man, thanks.
All right, take
care. All right, thanks, Chris. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and, well, hopefully we'll talk to you on Thursday. Somebody on the chat says, the Papa John's field goal contest is great and all that. Can you imagine missing the field goal and what the fans will do if you miss it? Hey, that's what you got to do, okay? That's what you got to do. By the way, in the year 2000, as the Patriots sat at 199 waiting who they were going to take in the sixth round, the Eagles in that round took at 171 Thomas Hamner, a running back from Minnesota. And then at 178 took John Frank, an older defensive end from Utah. See, I was here. I remember all these guys. That was the pick that they obtained when they traded Bobby Hoying to Oakland. And then with pick number 192, just seven picks before, the Eagles took John Romero, a center from California. Now, of course, the Eagles had Donovan McNabb, and they weren't really looking, I guess, for a quarterback at the time. Oh, what could have been? What could have been? Who else did they take in that draft? Corey Simon, good pick. Todd Pinkston, I'll say that was an okay pick. Bobby Williams started in the league for a long time. Gary Scott never got it going. And then they traded a bunch of picks. Some dark days of drafting there. Next year was Freddie Mitchell first round, Quentin Caver second round, Derek Burgess, Carell Buckhalter, Tony Stewart, A.J. Feely. Henry in California joins us. Hey, Henry.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Great, Henry. How are you, buddy?
Good morning
to you. I love you psychos out in California. You wake up and you're on Eagles Live. I love that.
I try when I'm at work every day. I watch you guys in the morning.
Thanks, my man. Does anybody work in this great country of ours?
Well, sometimes.
Yes. What's on your mind today, sir?
I finally got through.
Yes, sir.
Looking forward to Sunday. I think the defense can get a couple of stops, enough stops, because their defense isn't very good, so I feel like we can outscore them.
They're not that good, but they create turnovers. And when you have a lead, when they have a lead, they kill you.
That's true. But yeah. If we take a page out of the Steelers book, I feel like we have the personnel to man coverage them like the Steelers did. I feel like we have a better secondary than the Steelers.
Yeah, so, I think the Eagles can man cover. I do think you can. It'll be interesting to see how they what the Eagles do with Nnamdi. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you've got Welker, who's a very difficult matchup. You've got the two tight ends who are very difficult matchups.
That's what worries me is the tight ends, because we always have trouble against the tight ends, and I feel like Namdi's going to have to cover one of them because they're big. So
the thing you're going to have Chaney on one of them, who's a good cover linebacker, but he's only about 6 feet, 6'1", and Hernandez is whatever he is, 6'5", and Gronkowski's 6'7", and it's just like Ballard last week. It's a tough matchup.
Yeah, so but I'm looking forward to it. If we can get out of this game, I feel like we can run the table. It's got to be this game. The thing I'm worried about is a letdown, like the Dallas game where the defense played great in one game, and then we show up against, you know, Chicago.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, if you let down against a 7-3 Tom Brady team, you've got major mental issues on this team. I mean, that'll be. I agree with you. This is the game. This is the game.
They have to get it done here, and I think if they get it done, they can run the table. And I feel like if we can win out, we'll win the division. So.
Yep. Well, hey, give me a prediction.
27-17.
Okay. Okay. Henry, have a great day at work, my man.
You too.
Yeah, I that's a great day at work every day. Even especially when I've got my iced coffee, which you can have for 49 cents. Our Dunkin' Donuts special Monday through Wednesdays. Just go to the PhiladelphiaEagles.com Facebook page. Go to the tab that reads. No, that's a different one. Oh, this was you. You go to Dunkin' Philly on Facebook. Dunkin' Philly on Facebook. All you have to do is give it a like, and you have access to the Dunkin' Philly Fan Zone. All these great, there's a lot of great coupons, including 49-cent iced coffee. That's this week's offer. So we want you to visit the Dunkin' Philly Fan Zone every Monday after the game. I'm really like starving. I've eaten like 12 of these munchkins. Might be time for me to get a taquito. A go-go taquito at 7-Eleven. They're having a special on them. Going for two in crunch time. Two taquitos for $2.29 at your participating 7-Elevens. Oh, baby. They are so yummy. That picture just does not do enough justice. They look good there, but oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, are they good? My tummy is rumbling, stumbling, and bumbling. For a go for two in crunch time, two taquitos. $2.29 at 7-Eleven. Joshua in New York joins us. Hey, Joshua. Go taquito. What's going on? I'm on fire today. I'm on fire.
Sound? I've been trying to get through so long now.
You're here, man. Now, do me a favor. Turn your speakers down, please.
Okay.
All right. Ooh, Joshua.
Turn it down.
All right, what's going on with you, man?
I'm pretty good. My whole family, we're diehard Eagles fans up here in upstate New York.
Yes.
Wow, an hour from Syracuse.
Oh, is it snowing up there yet?
No snow up here.
Okay, all right.
Well, cold, but no snow at all.
How'd you become an Eagles fan up there, Joshua?
I started off with my sister's boyfriend's brother. I never used to watch him. Football. My first time watching the Eagles game was Eagles versus Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Oh.
And ever since that Super Bowl, I fell right in love with them, and ever since then.
Thanks, man.
An Eagles fan.
Thanks, man. You started at a very low point. I mean, a high point, but a low point. The heartbreak of losing the Super Bowl was devastating. So we appreciate your fandom.
Well, at the time, I was always a basketball fan, but then I switched over to football.
I'm
a diehard Eagles fan now.
All right, brother, let's talk here. Let's talk Eagles Patriots. What do you think?
I think we play good defense. You know, lock down the receivers, get pressure on Tom Brady. I think we can come out with this win. I think Tom Brady will will turn the ball over if we can just force, you know, come out with a good play on defense, make him force the ball into places that he doesn't want to go with it, basically.
The thing about Brady is, again, you know, you he's so smart. He makes such great adjustments. I don't. When's the last time he had just an awful game start to finish? I mean, he hasn't had one this year. 25 TD. So you got to take advantage of him. And the offense really has to score points. Eagles are going to have to come in here scoring with the mindset they're going to have to score 30 points, I think. Because the Patriots, just they're just so explosive. And the fourth quarter is Tom Brady time. So I would like to see, you know, Juan put up this very pressure-based defense. And, yeah. and the thing that worries me about the defense, I got to be honest with you, is I think Welker's one of those guys who just kills his own defense. There's always holes in his own defense. He finds the holes. They throw the ball to the running backs. They're very willing to kind of nickel and dime you down the field. And so the Eagles have to figure out a way that they can get pressure to Brady and force some turnovers and lock up those tight ends.
Well, I know that we do have the high-powered offense to stay with the Patriots and possibly outscore them to get this W on Sunday.
Well, so, we'll see, Joshua. Hey, give me a prediction.
Okay, prediction 24-17.
Joshua, thanks for calling. We appreciate you. Don't be a stranger. All right, man,
thank
thanks.
You. Have a good one.
You got it, brother. All right, let's take a little look. What kind of Patriots highlights are we looking at here? Let's go. Oh, that's right. Okay, so last night the Patriots played Monday Night Football. They beat the Chiefs 34-3. If you missed it, well, here we go. We've got the highlight package from NFL Network.
In Foxborough, wrapping up week number 11. Tyler Palco's first career start. Tom Brady has won some Super Bowls, so slightly a mismatch there. We skip the first, we go to the second. It's a 3-0 game. Kansas City's defense came out looking good, and Tom Brady, Charles, was under fire. Here he gives it up, 11th turnover of the year, second fumble loss.
You love to see the Chiefs coming out with the spirit and the fight that they showed tonight, not wanting this season to totally get away from them and going after Tom Brady. And
granted, the Chiefs would punt on their ensuing possession, but they get it back. Here's Tyler Palco to Dwayne Bowe, 28 yards. Chiefs would punt four plays later. All right, Patriots next drive, 3-0 still. Tom Brady again. This time it's Amon Gordon for a loss of 2. So Kansas City was really making things difficult. Then 2 plays later, 3rd and 12. Tamba Hali gets in there for a loss of 9. You do not see this very often.
Yeah, this seemed like a very lethargic New England team in the first half.
Tom Brady eventually got it going. You know that he would. Rob Gronkowski over the middle to the pylon, down the sideline, 52 yards, Charles, for a touchdown. Show us how we got loose.
Well, when you take a look at what happened here, Derek Johnson, you see the rush there from the corner, Donald Washington, he's coming off of the corner, but Derek Johnson, the linebacker, his eyes are in the wrong place. He's peeking in the backfield at Tom Brady, not knowing where his coverage is. And who is his coverage man? Rob Gronkowski. And off he goes. See, he's still looking into the backfield. Oh, there he goes. And he ends up where? In the end zone.
Pylon, touchdown. They looked at it. They look at all scoring plays. He stayed in bounds. That is a touchdown. That is a 7-3 game. Chiefs get it back. Tyler Palco, little pump fake. He goes sideline, and he finds Steve Breston for 19 yards. So first down, 41-yard line, plus territory, right before the two-minute warning. 2 plays later, Palco wants Breston again. He gets popped. That ball gets tipped. That ball gets picked by Kyle Arrington. There was no flag on the hit. Arrington runs it back, just shy of the 50.
And that ball was on the wrong side of the receiver, trying to hit Breston on an inside route. He throws it behind him. Breston did all he could to try and haul it in. Instead, popped it up in the air, but that one goes on the quarterback.
For Arrington, 6th interception, leading the league. What does Brady do? He can scramble for 8. Gets it inside the red zone. They kick a Steven Guskowski field goal, 10-3 at the half. Third quarter, Brady with the screen game. Demand Jarvis, Green, Ellis, good for 25 yards to their 40-yard line. This would be a long drive. 8 plays later, now 9th play of the drive. It is 3rd and 2 in the red zone to the outside. Gronkowski, all this guy does is score touchdowns. 19 yards this time.
Yeah, and this isn't said sarcastically either. That's exactly what he does, and he gets in a variety of ways, and you just get the sense, Andrew,
that Bill Belichick had a few choice words at the half for his Patriots to wake them up out of their slumber.
You think Gronkowski was okay? You know, neck. He's fine.
He's a big guy.
You know who's also okay? Julian Edelman is okay. 72 yards on the punt return for the touchdown. Patriots extend the lead, and this really is the knockout punch. 24-3. Edelman with the return. Kansas City now in New England territory. Second and eight. Tyler Palco intercepted yet again by Kyle Arrington. Patriots turn that into a field goal. Go up 27-3. You want to talk about getting your team fired up? Too little too late here for Todd Haley, but he seems angry, I believe, would be a good way to describe that. Fourth quarter, still 27-3. Brady to Wes Welker. We show this to you because
not because my supercar shoots the planes, but because I have Xfinity Internet. With all the laptops, smartphones, and tablets, I need more speed than ever.
Call now for a great offer on Xfinity Internet. 40 years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you needed. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
PhiladelphiaEagles.com has you covered for every touchdown, every big hit, and every big play of this 2011 season with the kickoff show, the halftime report, and our post-game show presented by Rico.
Wondering.
Yes, sweet.
How can you eat ice cream every day and still fly?
Simple, it's not ice cream.
Sweet, sweet. What?
It's frozen yogurt from Turkey Hill Dairy. It's enriched with calcium and vitamin D for stronger wings. Try some.
Mmm, it's delicious. I'm gonna get some for myself. Gotta fly.
Turkey Hill Dairy's frozen yogurt and light recipe ice cream. Enriched, timeless goodness imported from Lancaster County.
We welcome you into our Xfinity studio. Dave Spadaro joined now by Eagles Youth Partnership Executive Director Sarah Martinez-Helfman. As big a time as it is for the Eagles on the football field going down the stretch of this 2011 season,
the Philadelphia Eagles and Eagles Youth Partnership. Big things going on off the field, Sarah, if you could tell everybody about it.
Sure. For more than 16 years, Eagles Youth Partnership has been a force for good in the community. We were set up by the Lurys and Joe Banner soon after the Lurys bought the team. And we focus on what happens off the field, using the star power of the team and the resources of the team and its partners to do good things like eye exams and reading literacy programs and playgrounds and so many things. But next week, we're headed to Cape Town, South Africa for the International Beyond Sport Conference. It's a big summit, 130 countries represented, 28 different sports, and it's about how a ball, a sport, can change the world.
And the Eagles are nominated one of four teams internationally for the Sport Team of the Year.
That's right.
Finalists last year, the only team from North America to be included in the group of finalists. Sarah, it's international recognition, which is really pretty remarkable. How does this whole process work? How did Beyond Sport find the Philadelphia Eagles and discover all the great things that you're doing?
Well, Beyond Sport's pretty huge in scope. I mean, we're talking about judges like Sir Desmond Tutu and Tony Blair and Bill Bradley, big political world leaders, as well as Olympic gold medalist Michael Johnson, a whole lot of judges from all around the world. And they reached out and said, if you want to fill out an application and let us know what you're doing, we want to take a look at it. So that's what we did. We talked about not just Eagles Youth Partnership, but all the things the Eagles are doing. Tackling breast cancer, how we kind of took the lead with that pink merchandise and helped raise $1.6 million. And now you look in October on a game day and there's pink everywhere
right.
on the field, right?
The Eagles, not only the Eagles, but throughout the league.
That's right, and yeah. the Eagles started it. The Eagles have really taken a lot of leadership in the field, along with our partners. It's not just us. And the Go Green campaign, right? Sustainability. I mean, by 2012, we're going to have more solar panels and more solar energy than any major public stadium or arena in the country. We've taken this really seriously. So in a lot of ways, the Eagles have taken the lead in doing good, you know, using the team as a force for good.
What kind of feedback do you get, Sarah? And I'm sure people seek you out and ask for, you know, pieces of information. How can we get started? How did it start for you? Do you receive a lot of that?
We do. Yeah. It's really exciting because we get to work here in the region, but we get to have international influence. And we make a lot of mistakes along the way, so we share our lessons learned. We can be on the field, fiercely competitive, but off the field, we share everything we know. So, for example, there's an Eagles, not an Eagles iMobile, but an iMobile operating with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and with the Cleveland Browns. We provided technical assistance for that. When Brad Childress went to the Minnesota Vikings, we got a panicked call from his assistant and said, hey, Brad told us we're building a playground in a couple weeks. What do we do?
Right.
So lots of times the coaches will be the ones to spread it through the league or other people who have heard about what we're doing, and we share all of that. And last year, after we were finalists, we came back here and reached out to Wharton, the School of Business at University of Pennsylvania, and worked with them on developing a research course on what are the best practices in the field of sport philanthropy internationally. And we opened up doors for them to interview people all around the world, and they wrote up a report that now was sent out to everybody on sports teams around the country and outside of this country. So we're looking at being on the cutting edge and sharing everything that we're learning. And we're really excited to go to this conference because it's not that just that we're sharing what we learn. We have a lot to learn, too. Right,
Sarah, it's the second time the Eagles have been finalists here. Last year, the only team from North America to be recognized as a finalist. This year is December 5th through the 8th in Cape Town, South Africa. Can you talk about what happens in the conference and kind of some of the information shared of the side conversations that you have, the people that you meet? I mean, it goes so far beyond wins and losses in the National Football
League. Oh, yeah. I mean, look, I remember last year I met a woman from Nepal named Lucky, and she and her two sisters formed an organization called Three Sisters Trekking. And they basically take women who are sexual slaves and they teach them how to lead trekking expeditions so that they can be economically independent and take care of their families. And have a life for themselves. And just things that you would never even think about. Amazing work that's happening on the ground all around the world. A woman who is from Jordan who went to Smith College here and then went down to the Atlanta area and saw some kids playing soccer with a messed up soccer ball and showed up and said, I'll give you this soccer ball if you let me play. And now she's building a school. These kids are refugees in the country. She calls the team the Fugees, short for refugees. Mm-hmm. and she's got a whole school, and they're doing well, and they're champions. I mean, there are people doing amazing things everywhere.
Sarah, how much has this grown here? I mean, what's your vision? Where does it go in 10 years? Do you have any? I mean, it's gone so far from 1996 when it started.
1995
when it started. I mean, it's leaps and bounds. Where does it go from here? How much of an impact do you think the Eagles can make in the community?
Oh, it's huge. Look, fans are cheering us on every Sunday or Monday night, but we want the fans to know that we're really cheering for them in some meaningful, concrete ways all week long. This is a huge commitment on the part of the ownership and senior management, the Lurys, Joe Banner, Don Smolenski, all the way through the organization. You volunteer out at that playground every year. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody in the organization and so many of our partners, and this is big, and it's going to keep growing because the organization takes it really seriously.
Well, good luck. December 5th through the 8th, Cape Town, South Africa, Beyond Sports Summit Awards, and the Eagles are finalists, one of four teams in the world to be nominated as the sport team of the year. Good luck.
Thank you. I hope to bring it home to Philly.
Yeah, have a great time out in South Africa, and being nominated is a championship.
Well,
right?
It is. It really is. It's a really great honor. Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Sarah Martinez-Helfman in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Join us every night at 7 o'clock for 30 minutes of the latest Eagles news, notes, and anecdotes right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We call it Eagles Nightly, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock.
Are you?
Yeah, in about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why?
Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line.
Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
Opportunity, opportunity is knocking at your door. Opportunity knocks but once and don't come back no more. Grab it in the night, grab it in the day. Grab it right now, it'll get away. You better snatch and grab it. Snatch and grab it.
Buy and sell tickets safely and securely at NFL.com Ticket Exchange.
Is crossing the finish line the best way to start the season? We think so. Give them a running start with the brands they want at an unbeatable value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Welcome back. Dave Spadaro here, Eagles fans. It's your time to be extraordinary. The fourth annual Philadelphia Eagles Blood Drive is on Saturday, December 3rd. 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Lincoln Financial Field, the SCA club level. All presenting blood donors will receive a special event Eagles fleece blanket. Six lucky donors randomly selected to win a pair of AAA Fan Zone party tickets to next year's home opener. Make your appointment now. This is going very well. We thank you for that. We need more, though. As you know, holidays, blood levels, the availability at their lowest. So this is a time when people are in need. So Eagles fans, please you can step up and make a difference. RedCrossBlood.org/Eagles or 1-800-RED-CROSS. It's Eagles Live. Dave Spadaro with you. Eagles beat the Giants, so we're good to go there. Now it's the Patriots' time. And the Eagles need to beat the Patriots. We've been looking ahead to the Patriots the whole day. And we're going to do that full-time tomorrow starting. But the NFL Network had a pretty good piece about the Giants fans calling into radio stations. There's a panic in New York. Another late-season swoon by the New York football Giants. Let's go to that piece.
I've never felt like this about any of my teams.
What a catastrophe.
They couldn't run block. They couldn't pass block. They are so predictable. The bottom line is that team last night, the New York Giants, were not ready to play football. The Eagles came out there fighting.
Their offense really drains the defense week after week. They're on the field too long. But yesterday, all they was doing is run, pass, punt. It was predictable.
You know, my Eagles win, but I'm not feeling like, you know, yay about it. You know, you want them to be sound. You want them to be, you know, like, not perfect, but, you know, respectable. Everybody talking about Vince Young should start. Everybody needs to stop that noise, number one, okay, and wake up. Reality check.
Oh, what time is it? It's story time. Warren talking, Charles crying. Must be. It's story time.
My bad last There's week. I do know who Slick Rick is. I got it.
We're harking back to the let's tell a bedtime story, Slick Rick thing. Okay, let's get into some of these story times here. All right, we know that the Eagles are going to be a part of this. So what is the bigger story? The Eagles win behind Vince Young or the Giants loss behind 29 yards rushing?
Who are you asking first?
I'll ask you first.
Oh, it's very simple for me. The New York Giants. No Mike Vick, so I guess you let your guard down. So now, Charles, what's the formula? Stop the run game. No, 33 for 136. That didn't get done. Next, you must rush the quarterback. Must get after the pass. This is the number one sacking team in the NFL. One sack. I guess they didn't get that done either. And the number one thing you must do as a defender in this league, get off on third down. 53%. New York Giants did not come to play. That is a story.
Yeah, and didn't they pick off three passes, too, also? And,
yeah.
and didn't convert in the whole deal?
Don't make me go
there. Okay, I'm going to keep your blood pressure down.
Thank you.
But I'm going to take the opposite side. To me, it's the Eagles. You know why? Because I had them tapped out, all right?
Did I not tap them out?
I said that they would have to win every game from there on out to get to 10-6. That's a fact. We know that. 9-7 might get it done. That means they only have margin for error for one. The Giants had them where they needed them at home, a chance to finish it off.
Nail in the coffin.
Didn't do it. So now the discussion is once again, the Eagles, are they back in? I said I was not going to let them pull me back in, Kara. I'm not letting them pull me back in, even though they are
in. They're trying to reel you back.
I think the approach I'm taking is just game by game, game by game. Let's go to Washington, D.C. Let's talk to Kay. Hi, Kay.
Dave, how you doing?
I'm great, Kay. How are you today?
Oh, I'm just having a great Eagles day.
I love it.
Win on Sunday.
Yes, it's nice to win. Isn't it amazing, Kay, how football change wins and losses, it really changes the whole brain thing going, right? You know, you feel so much better after a win.
It always does. It always does. But I stay up, win or lose. It doesn't matter. I'm a diehard Eagles
Thank you.
Fan.
Thank you. I prefer the term, by the way. Let's talk about the term diehard. Diehard means that at some point you would die as a fan. I prefer the term never die. You sound like a never die Eagles fan.
That could be true.
You know?
I mean, my car stays decorated year round. My fingernails and toenails stay decorated year round.
Oh, behave, girlfriend.
You could probably say that.
Oh my goodness. All right, we got to get you. Can you take a little picture of yourself or send a video of yourself and send it to us? We want to find all the decorated Eagles fans out there. In fact,
not right now because I'm at work, but right. I'm quite sure my group of girlfriends, the Eagles Divas, would definitely
do it.
Sending you pictures.
And you can email to us at webteam@philadelphiaeagles.com. I have a guy just off the beaten track here. I want to say hi to my friend Tatman. We've had Tatman on the air many times at training camp, and he's got like 74 tattoos on his body, including one, I believe, on his elbow of Chris McPherson, and he just put one on his right in his above his sock of Dave Spadaro, which is a scary but true story. So, anyway, we thank you very much.
Not a problem.
Talk to me, Kay. What's up?
I'm just excited.
Good.
I mean, everybody, you know, everybody was down in the beginning because of the losses, but I kept faith and I just kept saying, don't count us out, don't count us out. I'm still saying, don't count us out. Michael Vick can work miracles. And after looking at Vince Young's performance on Sunday, he's no slouch either. I mean, we got two bad boys up there.
Uh-huh.
And if the defense keeps up what they're doing and the offense comes out and DeSean Jackson gets his head screwed on right, there's no stopping us. There's no stopping us.
Well, listen, let's just, you know, I think it's going to be Vince Young. I mean, if I'm guessing, it's Vince Young on Sunday, based on what Andy Reid said yesterday. And Vince Young was terrific. I think he was, what, 16 of 19 his last 32 minutes, made the interception, threw the interception to on the pass intended for Riley Cooper. So that was a mistake. But Eagles do have a lot of confidence after that game. They just have to sustain it. They got to come out and play with some fire.
That's
on
all
Sunday.
They have to do. Yeah. That's all they have to do. And Vince Young has his interceptions, you know, out of the way. They're not going to be anymore. He's going to come out smoking, give Mike chance to heal. Mike's going to come back when he's fully ready. I know it. And we're just going to start blowing stuff away. Oh. I mean, they might as well just be prepared. The Eagles are coming.
I hope so. Give me a prediction for Sunday.
Well, I think this is going to be a tough one. As much as I'd like to say, I'd want to see 34-7, a repeat of what we did to Dallas. But I'm going to have to put it a little closer. I'm going to say 24-20.
Okay. All right, Kay.
Just because Tom Brady can do what Tom Brady does if he's allowed, but we're not going to allow it.
Well, you got to pressure him. Hey, Kay, make sure you get that picture to us, please.
Not a problem.
All right, thanks, Kay.
Not a problem. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Have a great Thanksgiving. By the way, on the chat, Tim in as Max Rappaport answered to you, Tim in Virginia Beach. So Tatman put a picture of my dome and my ugly face on his leg. I mean, is that nuts? Why would you do that? Because he's a great guy, but he's insane, as we all are. But yuck. Good thing he didn't put it on his chest. I think Jim Johnson might be on his chest. Is Jim Johnson on his chest or his back? Kevin Cobb is on there, too. Yeah. I mean, he's got like 75 tattoos. The guy's... I've said this before, people. When the Eagles win the Super Bowl, I'm going to get one on my python, okay? Right around my python. It's going to be like a little Lombardi trophy. I'm visual. It's going to be a band all the way around, thin band, Lombardi trophy, Eagles Super Bowl, XX, whatever it's going to be, okay? And I'm going to put it right below my short sleeve shirt line, and I'm going to build up my biceps, and I'm going to walk around, put a pack of cigarettes in this one, and just my bicep on this one, and just look like a badass. Maybe grow the sideburns down here. Maybe a little Fumi Chew. I'm going to look sweet. Okay? And I'm going to, and everywhere I go, I want, and I'm going to wear my Super Bowl ring, and I want free drinks everywhere I go. Oh, we can dream. Chris in New York. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
Super duper. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good. Good to be in New York right now.
Yeah. What are they saying? They're down on the G man, aren't they?
Oh, yes, they are. They hate Jacobs.
They were booing so loud every time Jacobs touched the ball on Sunday night.
Yeah, you know what it is? They all said they didn't take the Eagles as a good team, and they all thought our defense pretty much stunk.
Yeah.
So I think that's what threw them all off.
And and the Eagles came after him.
Yeah, and they're crying. I hate to say, I don't know what's going on in Philadelphia, but DeSean Jackson, after he flipped that ball, apparently, when he ran back to the line, he bumped the official.
Yeah, but that was inadvertent bumping.
Okay, yeah, I didn't see it. They're just crying about it here in New York.
So wait, here you go, Chris. Here's the deal with DeSean. Josh Scobie, the Jacksonville Jaguars kicker, went on Twitter and really criticized Jackson. And Jackson has responded via Twitter and said, "This man at Josh Scobie is way out of line. Stick to your own business. Mind your own. I don't respect what you saying. Lil' boy status. And then he amended, then he added, plus, I don't even know who this guy is. Well, Josh Scobie, shut your mouth, all right? You got other things to worry about.
Worry about kicking field goals, right? Yeah,
very fine kicker, but, you know, stay out of the business of the real football players.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. What do you think about this week, Chris?
Oh, I've seen the Patriots a lot. Like I said, I live here in New York, so I've seen the Jets play them all the time. It's a tough team. I mean, there is a game plan to beat them. I mean, like I said, Gronkowski is pretty much unstoppable. I mean, to me, Welker's the guy you got to limit.
Yeah, I don't know. It's clearly Gronkowski, Hernandez, and Welker. You've got to limit their passing game.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if you watch the Jets, which have pretty much been a successful team, I mean, you got to keep Brady's feet moving. You can't let him get comfortable in the pocket. That's really
no doubt
the first step.
No
and
doubt.
And the second one is really you got to limit Welker. Those are the two things you got to really get down on.
Welker's so tough in man. I think you can press. I think what the Giants did well is they played press coverage, and they jammed the wide receivers, and that really had an impact on the New England offense.
They had Revis really pushing Welker around, so you take him out, then you left the tight ends, and then basically the Patriots, they don't go wide down the field, so you really want to cover the middle. I mean, that's kind of in the Jets' success story, I guess. But
yeah, the problem with in the Jets game, the Jets' offense just couldn't get anything generated.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I think the offense is going to have to put up 25 to 30 points if we're really going to win this game. But
agreed. And they're going to have to watch out for the blitzes. And we saw right on this play, the blitz caused Tyler Palko to throw behind the receiver, and there was Kyle Arrington for the interception.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough battle the Eagles got ahead of themselves.
Yeah. Give me a prediction. Give me a prediction, Chris.
Same prediction as last week, Dave. The Eagles 52, the Patriots 46. Stick with what works.
And that's going to be a four-hour game, but okay. I don't care whether it's 2-0, 52-46, whatever. Just give me a win.
Hey, it worked last week, so I'm going to keep it as a good luck.
Every week I got you marked down 52-46 as long as the Eagles are winning.
Sounds good, Dave.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for calling.
Have a great Eagles day.
You got it, my friend. You too. 215-339-6709. Dave Spadaro with you. We are back tomorrow, of course, Andy Reid's press conference. Players' Day is off today, so that's why it's kind of quiet here. A lot of players always buzz around, get workouts in, get treatments, get in the playbooks, get a little introduction. But really, in the NFL, players don't know a whole lot about their opponent until Wednesday. It's the strangest little thing. You can say, well, what are the Patriots doing? They're like, I really haven't watched much film. So the coaches start the game plan Monday morning. They go through the previous game. Then they get the game plan together by the time Andy Reid was in here yesterday, he was all about the Patriots, putting the game plan together, and then they present that to the players on Wednesday. Do we have Jason Kelce yet? All right, let's go into the locker room again. Eagles rookie center Jason Kelce talking about, the Patriots, from what he knows of them. He's here early watching film.
The New England game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I watched the majority of it.
How are you feeling about facing Vince Wilfork and their defensive line?
They had a good defensive line. Their defense has been prone to give up some points this year, but they had a good game last night against the Chiefs. So, it's just like any other week. It's a good battle up front, usually almost all the time.
What do you have to do against a guy that size? Just
sit down.
The size
I got to use leverage, and I got to use my height to my advantage in this one because I can usually get up underneath guys, and that's what I'm going to have to do against Vince. Otherwise, if I don't get underneath him, he's going to be able to push me around.
How much confidence did this win against the Giants give this team moving forward?
I mean, I think that the biggest confidence booster is the fact that we pulled through in the fourth quarter finally. I think that we've always known that we're a very good football team. We still think that we're a very good football team. So we have confidence. The thing that I think helped us out the best is that we persevered through adversity in the fourth quarter and finally pulled one of those games out.
Do you feel like the mindset was different during the 9-minute drive just than it had been previously?
I can't say that it was for myself, but it definitely felt like we were clicking better, let me put it that way, and it felt like we were in a better rhythm on offense. We just limited mistakes. on that drive, and that's what you got to do in the fourth quarter. You got to eliminate the mental errors and the physical errors because that's when it really counts.
Did you realize in the moment just how substantial the drive was, or was it only after the fact?
No, I mean, we knew right away that we were – I mean, not right away, but after, you know, 12 plays, we were like, we're using up some clock right now. If we can punch in a score right here, we'll put our defense in a good position.
Thanks.
Yep, no problem.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee? Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. In the book, on your phone, or online.
Wanted to show Eagles fans what it's like watching their favorite team on Xfinity. So we went into Lincoln Financial Field and gave them the best seats in the house. If you want the Eagles, you want Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking.
All right, we're back. Dave Spadaro with you. Let's go out to Vegas and talk to Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy.
Dave, happy holidays.
You too, Jimmy. How's everything with you?
Mezza.
What's wrong, my man? Can I help you with anything?
Aaron Rodgers. He's stealing Freddie Mitchell's move.
Oh, with the belt?
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's doing it just a teeny bit better, wouldn't you agree?
Say again?
He's doing it just a teeny bit better than Freddie.
No.
I will never forget after the NFC Championship win over the Atlanta Falcons, Freddie Mitchell and Todd Pinkston running around on the field doing that championship belt thing. It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was so dumb.
So how pumped are you interviewing Andy? I mean, you're glowing, dude.
Well, that's because we get him after victories. I like to interview Andy because I think he relaxes more when he's in the studio. And the interview, he gave me some really good stuff on DeSean Jackson. I just think when he's in the press conference setting, it's so confrontational. You know, I remember last week the reporters asked about the timing of Michael Vick's injury like five different times, and it just puts him on guard, and he doesn't come across well a lot of times, and I think that impacts how fans feel about him.
Why are the scribes so confrontational?
Well, that's their jobs. Their job is they're not. I believe when I have an interview with somebody, I think of the fans, and I don't think you want to hear all the stuff that was just asked of him, or all the negative stuff, or all the kind of mundane things. I try to ask questions to get information out that you guys want to hear. I'm not sure that's the case with them.
I think that frequently they're looking to become the story,
possibly,
you know, instead of the conduit, you know, relative to the story.
That's possible. Or they're trying to get quotes to fill the story that they're writing, and that's their agenda. That's their right. You know? I mean, if you're doing a feature on Brent Celek, you ask three Brent Celek questions.
Well, I think there's a responsibility, though, that if you have that forum, you know, that you treat it with some dignity and some respect. I don't know if John Smallwood or Bob Ford ever put a jock strap on.
Bob has, poorly. I've played basketball with him. Bob's a great guy. But, you know, I've heard that argument. Listen, I've been called out by players that way many times over the years. I've been told that a player was going to kick my ass one time years and years ago. And you know what? That's just their mentality. They think that if you haven't been a collegiate athlete, that you don't know what you're talking about sometimes. So I'll defend Bob and John Smallwood on that one. I know what I'm talking about. I was a captain of my soccer team in high school, baseball team in high school.
I just won a tennis tournament.
I just won a tennis championship in Philadelphia. You got it? I'm an athlete.
Exactly.
Champion 13, athlete.
13 years, the big round mound has performed admirably. It's a really tough business. It's a tough division. Every divisional game is a knockdown drag out. If you watch these scribes and these pundits, they swing from one team to another.
Of course. Of course. I'll tell you what.
It drives you nuts.
But see, they're there for your outlet. You go and watch First and Ten or whatever, the First Take, whatever the name of the show is, and you love to scream at Skip Bayless. That's exactly what he's there for. He does a great job at it.
Yeah, but I think that sometimes the responsibility is to get out of their own way and report, you know, the facts, not as they see them, you know, through their own jaded eyes. Yeah, but what's really occurring, you know, and that is that teams get on runs, teams get hot, they get cold, they have injuries, they've got good game plans, poor game plans, and that plays out, you know, every Sunday.
Yeah, agreed.
Enjoy the game.
Give me a prediction.
Enjoy the holidays.
Give me a prediction.
Eagles 24, Patriots 17.